Rajesh, it's perfectly normal to have doubts after breaking up with someone.
You really think so?
Yeah, you know what's not normal? Blubbering about emotions during a flag show. Yeah, unless that emotion is excitement over New Zealand changing their flag. Yeah, good luck, you crazy Kiwis. We're rooting for you.
Your friend is hurting.
No,
Sheldon's right. Emily did say I always talk about my feelings too much.
I suppose that could be a legitimate concern in a relationship, perhaps even a red flag. And speaking of red flags, check out this sexy number from the former Soviet Union, Hubba Hubba.
Oh, we have another caller. Hi, you're on Fun with Flags.
Hello, I want to talk about how lonely I am, too.
Kripke, is that you?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here, all by myself, wondering if I'll ever find someone to share my wife with. Preferably Asian, 18 to 24, no fatties.
Yeah. Please, all comments and questions should be flag-related.
All right. Is my poll flag-related?
I don't see why not.
Eating, that's a good sign.
You're gonna have to wait 1 hour until you can go swimming again.
He's pretty cute.
He is. Should we name him?
It is Valentine's Day. How about Valentino?
Nice. A classic rabbit name. Peter Rabbit, Roger Rabbit, Valentino Wolowitz Rabbit. Look at all that chest hair and overbite. Of course, you're a Wolowitz. Son of a bitch, he bit me.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. Wild rabbits can have rabies.
Oh. Well, why'd you put your finger near its mouth?
Poor judgment, obviously.
He's so little, I'm sure it's fine.
How can it be fine? I just got attacked by a clearly anti-Semitic wild animal.
Not what we planned, but this isn't so bad, right?
It was freaking amazing.
Well, glad you're feeling better.
I was just hungry and cranky. And I've never been called ma'am before.
Is that a big deal?
Kinda. It was the first time someone called you sir.
Sixth grade, but I wore a sport coat and carried a briefcase. So.
Can you believe when I met you, I was 22? I mean, it's crazy. Where did all that time go?
Well, you watched The Bachelor a lot.
Yeah, go ahead and make jokes, but your 30s are almost over.
No, they're not.
You're closer to 40 than you are 30.
You married an old man. I'll tell you what, let's do something fun tonight.
Won't make us any younger.
Well, maybe not, but someday we actually will be old, and we'll look back on this night and remember what a good time we had.
Okay, like what?
I know. Food fight! I'll keep thinking.
Look, I know you both feel bad about being alone, but sometimes the best thing you can do is take a little time for yourself, especially when you just got out of a relationship.
You know, speaking of ending relationships, when British Honduras became Belize, they designed a new flag with a tree on it, and I would like to hang myself from that tree.
But Amy, when you and Sheldon split up, didn't you start dating someone right away?
Well, I wouldn't say right away.
And actually, it was three different men.
Three different men? Damn, girl, way to give the milk away.
Aw, looks like we just lost Kripke.
No, actually, I'm still here.
Now?
Yep.
Now?
Yep.
Now? Aw, looks like we just lost Kripke.
Before Emily, I was alone for so long. I don't know if I can do that again.
Well, you know, here is something that might cheer you up. The flag of the Isle of Man is nothing but three legs sharing a weird pair of underpants. So, you think you got problems?
I have an idea. Maybe someone in our audience would be interested in meeting Rajesh. Ladies, I can attest that he is a kind, handsome, intelligent...
Rich parents, don't forget rich parents!
Spoiled astrophysicist who not only... Well, that was quick. Hi, you're on Fun with Flags.
Hey, I think I got cut off.
Hello, Kripke.
I have a flag question. How many men did you have sex with?
Let's see, what's young and fun? We could go dancing.
Are you actually going to dance?
Well, of course.
Yeah, no one wants to see that. Hey, how about skinny dipping at the beach?
No, I don't need any fish nibbling my business.
Oh, there's a screening of Moulin Rouge. I heard the crowd sings along and stuff.
That sounds fun. When's it start?
Midnight.
Midnight, really? You know what? Let's do it.
Okay, great. Oh, wait. It's sold out.
Oh, thank
yes.
God.
It says rabies in rabbits is highly unlikely.
Terrific.
It's not terrific. Lots of highly unlikely things happen. You saw what's under this robe, and you still married me.
If you're really worried, we'll take him to the vet and have him tested.
Good. Thank you. Okay, there is a test. All they have to do is cut off his head and check his brain.
Oh, cut off his head? That's where his little nose is.
He's not showing any symptoms. I guess I'll just go to the emergency room to be safe.
Howie, this is just your hypochondria.
When I sat on the mute button and thought I'd gone deaf, that was my hypochondria.
We'll find another time to tell him I'm pregnant.
Someone. I didn't realize it was gonna hurt this much.
It really can.
All right. Nothing about this is fun. No one wants to talk about flags, but I haven't spoken in over 10 minutes. So, enjoy your new show, Internet. Did Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler present with?
I'm sorry for bothering you. I'll hang up now.
No, hold on, Rajesh. You know, you're not being very sympathetic. You know firsthand that breakups are hard.
Fine. If you insist on making me a part of this, yes, I acknowledge how painful they can be. However, pain has an evolutionary purpose. It provides information from the environment that behavior isn't good for us.
Like when I fell in love with that stripper and bought her a Prius.
I'm just gonna push all the buttons.
Raj, now, I'm sorry you're suffering. When Amy and I were broken up, I also suffered. And this may sound surprising, but I'm grateful for having gone through it.
Really?
Yes. I believe our relationship now is stronger than ever.
So do I.
When we were apart, I learned how important you are to me. And I realize that when two people are...